you permitted me on Shmuel Aleph chapter 26. Some bad people, that's the way the Yevim Tehillim also, with the Melech made a specialist song for them. Yevim was a very bad people. They said Lashon Hara constantly. They went and they told Shaul, where is David? In order for David to go and kill, in order for Shaul to go kill David. That's the second time.
They were from a particular part of Israel?
I don't know. They were in the desert. I don't know which part.
So like better with them.
It's the second time they came. They went to Shaul, to his house, to his palace, and they said, Ardoim Tatejo Begivata Hachila. Excuse me, Apnea Yishimon. David is in the desert. Mayakom Shaul. Why is he hiding? I don't know why is he hiding. It's already, the Shaul made peace with him already. And Shaul swore he won't chase him.
He had a nevuah.
Who had a nevuah?
David, he knew that he was
going to change. Right, yeah. David's going to say in a minute, right. David didn't trust him, even though he swore to David and he said everything. But really, David should not trust him because the man is really sick. So he has, that, like, he has maybe like schizophrenia or something very similar to a sickness that he's not 100% in his mind. And therefore he cannot trust the man. I mean, through the whole book already we read, and we learned so many times that Shaul tried to kill David and constantly is regretting or is trying to hide it. Of course he cannot trust him. He's still hiding from him. The Yaakov Shaul sent this to me with permission by He went to the desert, he took 3,000 people in Israel. He took 3,000 people and Bakesh Tarim Basim. He's looking for him. In the meantime, says the Nabi, Yechan Shalom Givat HaChachila Asher Apnei Shmar HaZarech. In the meantime, Shaul came and he dwelt in the same place David was at. David Yeshiva Mimbar, at that time, David was hiding in the desert. Ayah Kiva Shaul Lachava Mimbar, he sees that Shaul is coming towards him in the desert. He tells him about Raglim. He sends some spies to find out if it's true that he's coming. But Yehuda, he learned that Kiva Shaul Lachon, it's true. That Shaul is after him. It's for sure that he's coming. ויקום דוד, זה לא טכניק נאו, ויבוא אל המקום אשר חנה שם שאול. So now it's the first time that instead to run away, he goes towards him, and he goes to see where is he at.
Well, that's similar when he cut his coat. Yes.
But that time, as he cut his coat, David happened to be in the same cave, that he was hiding in the cave, and Shaul happened to come inside the cave. Over here, he heard the spies came and told him that Shaul is there in the desert, instead to hide and run away, he goes towards him. He goes to look where he is. Until now he was hiding and he's running away from him.
Why?
Now he wants to go see.
Why is he after himself?
I'm sorry?
Why is he after himself?
I don't know. He decided he's going to look and check it out. What is to check it out, I don't know. But again, he's not hiding. Until now he was hiding and running away from him. Now that he heard that he's there, he's going to check it out. ויבוא אל המקום אשר חנה שם שאול, he comes to the place that שאול דבר בו, וירא דוד את המקום אשר שכב שם שאול בעבדי בן עזר צבאו, ושאול שוכב במעגל, ועם חונים סביבותיו. This was the custom that the head, the king, or whoever is the head of this group, is lying in the middle, and around him is his chief of staff, and then 3,000 people, they all lie around him. This was the night time, and they all went to sleep.
It was what we call today security measure.
Security, right. This is a security measurement, that he is in the middle, and they all around him to look for him, to see where is he. to make sure that everything is going to be okay with him. Vayan David, he came back maybe, they were standing next to him already. ויאמר לאחי מלך החיתי ולבישי בן צרויה אחי יואב לאמור מי ירד איתי אל שאול למחנה ויאמר אבישי אני ירד עמך. אבישי decided he is going to go along with David. They were on the other mountain, that's what Chachamim say, and from the other mountain they were able to see that Shaul is lying down and around Shaul is Abner and the nation, and he wants to go down. Why is he going down? I don't know why he's going down. He has decided he wants to go down. It's a dangerous situation. The man has 3,000 people, and it is no way out anymore. I mean, if Shaul will catch him or kill him, and the man is crazy. But Shaul really has ruach ra. It means that David said he's not responsible for what he does. So David said he wants to go down there. He says, why do you want to go down there? Why do you have to go down there? What are you trying to do? What is right? Perek Chavav Shmuel Aleph. So David said he's going to see Shaul. If who is going to come along? He says, Abishai. King Abishai was his cousin. So they're going to see, to check out Shaul. They have both David Abishai and Laam Laila. So they came very close, it was the night time. V'nei Shaul Shochev Yashen B'Ma'agal. They see Shaul is lying down in the center. V'chanitum Mu'cha Ba'aret. His spear is stuck in the ground, V'rashatav vexed his head. V'Avner V'Am Shochev Yisvotav. Avner, the chief of staff and the nation, the 3,000 people, that came along with him to catch David, all lying down, all sleeping. And David is standing by, and he sees it. Emer Avishai al David, Tigal Elokim hayom et oyivcha biyadecha. He says, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he closed up your enemy in your hand. Ve'ata, and now, I can yonah b'chanit, u'ba'aretz pa'am achad, v'lo yishne lo. Let me hit him once with a spear, I'm not going to have to do it twice. In one time, I get rid of him. ואם דוד אל אבישי, אל תשחיתהו, דוד תולד אל אבישי, don't do it. כי מי שלח ידו במשיח השם, whoever is going to do such a thing, is going to do, is going to harm, is going to kill the king, and he will be able to go out free. It means you'll get big punishment if you do such a thing. You cannot do it. Even though he's running after me, he wants to kill me, you're not allowed to kill him. Even David, Chai Hashem, he swore, says the Gemara in Hashem's name, says the Midrash, in order to control himself. That even David the Melech had some, says the Midrash, some temptation to get rid of Shaul, that he's giving him such a hard time, he's chasing him all around. He wants to kill him. But he swore in Hashem's name, Ki Hashem Igafenu. If something will happen, it means from the hands of Hashem. Hashem is going to kill him. Or Yomo Yavo V'met, or his day is going to come, he's going to die very soon. Or B'Milchama Yered, or he might go to a war of Nispah. This is what I mean, that if you go to a war, you can die without even your time to come to death. So David swore he's not going to kill him, but he wants to kill him. But he had to swear it, he had to control himself. Chalil Ali is in this 11th still, he says, Chas v'shalom, for me, me'ashem, in God's name, b'shalach adim b'shalach Hashem, that I should stretch my hand in the Mashiach, meaning the king. I will never do such a thing. The matter says not only that he told Abishai that he, if he's going to do anything to him, then David is going to kill Abishai as well. He says, I'm going to mix your blood with his blood if you're going to touch him. So Abishai also wanted very much to do it, but David just prevented him from doing it, and he told him, stay away, don't try to kill him. That time now, Kafna Tachanit, Hashem Rashtam, just David said, you may take the spear next to his head, take the little dish with water that was next to Shaul and let go.
But there were no sanctuaries, nobody saw him coming?
No. Also, the Nabi will say in a second. They're all sleeping. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look. Hashem, the Nabi is going to write, the next pasuk, please look. It says Hashem in it in this way. David took the spear after Abishai brought the spear and the water that was next to Shaul. David took it. They went back. Nobody saw, nobody sees, nobody knows, and the kiss, nobody was up. They all fell asleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them to sleep. It was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midrash says that they slept so deep that David HaMelech, when he went to try to get the spear and the water, Avner was lying down, and he was lying down on his back, and he was sleeping, and his foot, it must be very tall and like a half a giant or something, that his feet was like standing up while he was lying down, and was no other way to go and get the spear and the water but to go like underneath the knee of Avner. Looks like it was like a bridge, the Akimo Gesher. He passed underneath Avner's knee in order to go and reach for the spear and the water.
Where did we get this from? Midrash?
Midrash says, yeah. So the Midrash says that all of a sudden Avner, while he was sleeping, was so tight, decided to put his foot down, and he crashed David. He crashed David, and David could not go out. He didn't want to start screaming, because then everybody's going to wake up. So you know what to do. The Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Sirah? That's a beehive, the other one.
What?
Wasp, yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a wasp. Tirah, and the wasp bit Avner's knee. And then Avner, what do you know? How do you know? Right. Then he lifted his leg, and then David was able to come out. Says the Midrash, why this thing did happen? Because once, says the Midrash, David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu the three things in his life, in the creation that he doesn't understand. It says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create crazy people? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a wasp? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a spider? So the crazy people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already showed it to him when he went to Achish. And he made himself crazy. Despite that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him once when he was in a cave running away from Shaul, and the spider came and made web at the entrance. So Shaul's people told him to Shaul that Prophet David is not there, because they see the web of the spider, it must not be inside, otherwise the web would be broken. The third thing, he doesn't understand why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a wasp. They said, now you see there is a wasp here. And without the wasp, you'll be dead, because Avner was very strong. And now he rested his feet on David HaMelech, and David HaMelech was choking underneath. And unless the wasp would have come, Avner would have crushed David HaMelech for good. And now you understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the wasp. In order for you to be saved, so-called, in order for you to be saved from Shaul. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no other way to save David HaMelech, or David HaMelech had to go underneath in order to find out why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the wasp.
But this wasn't like special, this was just
the stump. The stump, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it could have been a mosquito or something.
No, but the Midrash says this was a wasp. Midrash says David HaMelech three things, he's understanding why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create, and wasp is one of them. And that's what the wasp did over here, in order for David HaMelech to appreciate the wasp. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no other way to save David. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it on purpose. He wanted to see, he wanted to show David what it means, the wasp. The wasp was created to do good things as well. It means to save David HaMelech's life, maybe. So the David says they're all sitting very tight, and they can't understand, they don't understand, and they don't feel anything, they're not up. In the meantime, David HaMelech passed and took it and went back with the spear and the water in his hand. So this Tatim Yudvish and Rehavot David HaHever, and David went to the other side. Rehavot HaRosh HaHar Merahok, Rav HaMakom Menehem, the big distance between them. And David is standing on the other side. Vayikra David el ha'am el avner b'nei, in the middle of the night, he's calling them. This is a simple explanation. He's calling in the middle of the night, and says, Alota ha'anei avner. He says, Avner, can you answer me? Avner was the chief of staff, and David is calling him, can you answer? And Avner, mi ata? Karata el ha'melech, who are you to wake up the king? What are you calling over here? What are you screaming? David answers him, but you're David el Avner, Aloish Ata, you are a person, you are a very important person, Micha Mocha b'Israel, you are the toughest guy, the biggest guy in Am Israel, the chief of staff of Shaul HaMelech, ולמה לא שמר אל אדונך המלך? How come you didn't watch the king? כי בא אחד המשות המלך אדונך, somebody came and almost killed the king. לא טוב הדבר הזה אשר עשית, it's not good the way you behaved. By letting somebody come and almost kill the king. Chada means miyuchad shebam, right? The Gemara says this Chada means the best in the nation. No. He took it from here. Chada says the Gemara miyuchad shebam. It says the Gemara says it says in the Navi Chada Am. It means the one that is the best in the nation. He refers to himself. That he is the only one. You all deserve that. In God's name, you all deserve that. You all deserve that because you did not asher lo shmatem adonchem l'mesher Hashem. You did not watch the king. Says the Midrash, that when David cut the corner of the coat of Shaul HaMelech, Shaul asked Abner, how was he able to do it? Must be that he really is very strong and he had a lot of mercy. So Abner said, nah, the whole thing is a lie. If he would have done it, I would have killed him. I would have cooked him alive in a pot. He says, but he had the corner of the coat. He says, no, he says, the coat was tearing while you were passing some thorn trees, and that thing was cut. It's not him, I don't trust him. Here he says, V'ata re'e echanit ha'milech, look, where is the spear? V'etabachat ha'mayim ha'shem ha'rashotav. Where is the water? Where is the spear? Says the Midrash, he says, well, last time you said that he tore the coat by passing by a thorn tree. Otherwise, you said you're going to kill me. You would have catched me. You would have caught me, and you would have cooked me in a pot. I says, okay, maybe it was true, but now you see, where is the spear? Where is the water? Now you cannot say that by passing by something happened. Missing the spear of the king and the water that was next to the king's head are missing. Where are they? Must be you don't watch him well. In the meantime, Shaul woke up, and here Shaul had called David. Shaul recognized the voice of David, Vayomer Kolcha Ze Bni David. So Chachamim say, but it means is not only that he recognized his voice, he doesn't like the way he talks. He says that you deserve death, you don't watch the king, you deserve death. And David, I don't believe it. He says, this is you, are you, that's the one you talking so much? David, Koli Adoni HaMelech. Yeah, it's mine. It's my voice. You heard me well. Chachamim said he meant really the king himself. But he's talking to Avner, and he's telling Avner, you deserve death by not watching him. But he really wanted Shaul to hear that he had so-called the ability to kill him. He's threatening him, he's threatening Shaul, I was able to kill you. But it's now that after Shaul told him, he said, your voice, he toned down his voice and he says, why are you chasing me? What do I have in my hand, any bad thing that he's trying to kill me? What did I do? Please listen to me, I'm your slave, if Hashem is itcha bi, if Hashem did it, and Hashem made you run after me, it means Hashem, if we say, is pushing you to do it, and you really have no desire to do it, it's just from Hashem, Yarach Mincha. It says, I will pray to Hashem, I will sacrifice to Hashem. Those are the people that are doing it, see, this is, he meant the Zifim, the people that live in the desert, that's the second time they tell about him, that they want Shaul to kill him, Ahurim and Mifnei Hashem. They are very bad. Says, I'm going to curse the people. I'm going to curse those people, and he refers to the people in Azefim, that they chased me today, that I will not be able to stay or to dwell next to Hashem, to teach me, to tell me, go worship Avodah Zarah. I'm going to stop over here, because this is really the whole secret of this chapter, and this really is the secret, because this is really the last thing that we really learn about Shaul chasing David, and after that we're not going to find David anymore. The next chapter will tell us that David HaMelech disappeared and he really left Israel and he went to live with the Palestine in Gath. But this is the last time really that David has anything to do with Shaul, and he's very upset at him. So this is really what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us that Kol agar b'chutz laretz kilu gar b'makom she'en lo eloka. So the Gemara says if you live outside of Eretz Israel, like you live without the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara, how do you know it? It says the Navi says over here that David HaMelech says, Shaul, what do you want from me? And if those are the people that they told you that you should run after me and you should try to kill me, I'm cursing them. They are being cursed in front of Hashem because they chased me away to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and like they told me, says the Gemara, go worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says really the whole secret over here is that Shaul did not let David learn Torah. Because David was under fear and he was fighting all the time that Shaul is going to kill him, he had to run away. By running away, being so busy, he could not study. Because you cannot study Torah, eventually you will be doing Avodah Zarah. So the Lord tatsu acharei levavchem v'acharei enechem, barati yetzer hara, barati lo Torah tavlin. Says the Gemara, says the Midrash, since David HaMelech felt that really he has no time to study Torah because Shaul is chasing him, since he's chasing me, at the end I worship Avodah Zarah. I will have worship Avodah Zarah. I feel it, I worship Avodah Zarah. It's like those people telling me, stay away, get away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go worship Avodah Zarah. If you don't have the ability to study Torah and you don't learn Torah, eventually you do Avodah Zarah. Cesari, that this is really the punchline, and this is so-called the end of the story of Shaul chasing David, that really David has some kind of, let me say, yetzer hara to kill Shaul. One of the things, of course, it's not exactly the same thing, but the Gemara says that as we learn in Parashat Re'eh, the thing is called Mesito Media. If somebody is going to try to convince somebody to do Avodah Zarah, this is one of the people that the Torah says that you don't have to warn him and you just go and you kill him. is one of the most, if we can say, one of the biggest schemes that we have is to try to convince someone to do Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says the halachot about Mesit, this is different than all the other halachot. The original snake, the Gemara compares him to Mesit, that he told Chabai Menu to eat from Mesadat. And eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes such thing in the Torah that this thing is called Mesit. Says Ari that this is really what David HaMelech is using that word. In sentence 19, he says, "Im Hashem hesit chabi," if Hashem is the one that tempted you or convinced you, if I may say, to go and chase me, then I have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it means it's my test. But if people, they did such a thing, it means they convinced you, they're tempting you to come, they are cursed. This is why they are cursed. They are cursed because eventually what they do to me, that I'm going to have to run away, is going to drive me to do Avodah Zarah because I don't have the time to study and to learn. And that's what the Rambam says, this is the explanation of the Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we have to learn Torah, but you have Dvarim Ha'ele, Asher Hutafchayim Alevavecha, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, what it means is that you have to have the Torah engraved on your heart, because otherwise, you're not the Torah, the minute, eventually, Chas V'Shalom, if your heart is not engraved with Torah, eventually you'll go with the Torah. Because if there is room in the heart empty, immediately a person thinks about other things and eventually he's going to go over the Zohar. And that's called Mesit. It says Shaul are the one that is chasing him, that he is not letting him to study Torah. Of course, people told him, but again, David HaMelech meant Shaul when he was talking about him. Of course, he's going to blame Avner, he's going to blame the people in the Zivim, but really what he has in his mind is on Shaul, that you are the one that's driving me, that at the end I'm going to fall into a trap of Avodah Zarah. And that has really happened at the end of this chapter, that David HaMelech is going to move out of Eretz Israel, and he's going to leave with Achish Melech Gad, the one that he already visited once, and Achish already tried to kill him, just because of that he's so desperate, he's going to move to leave with the Arabs, with the Palestine and the Plishtim at Gad, because Shaul is chasing him. And Shaul is chasing him, he says, I have no other choice, just to go over there. And over there he's going to behave in a different way that really maybe he should behave. But the whole thing is that Shaul is driving him outside so-called not just physical life, but spiritual life. That Yeshua Nehemi emphasizes in sentence 19, they chased me, Mistafer Benachalat Hashem. It says, they are the people that told you where I am. They are the ones that chased me to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and like they telling me to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, this is why David HaMelech is constantly still has some chances. This is really the last time, this is the last really story that we have, that we don't know if David HaMelech felt it, but Midrash says that he felt that Shaul is going to die very soon, because he already felt that now that he got married to Abigail, and he got married to the other lady, and he has now a big family already, and he feels that this is time for him to become a king, and he knows he's going to be a king only if Shaul will die, and he feels that Shaul is driving him away, not just from the physical life that he can be the king, he can be alive, yet he's driving him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore says Ari, this is the last thing, that now he cannot take it anymore. And that's going to approach him. He says he's going to see where he is, he's not hiding from him anymore. When he heard he's coming, he's going towards him, and he can do something that it's from Hashem. All of a sudden, Navi will tell you they're sleeping so tight, so deep, they don't even know what's going on. He says they don't know what's going on. He says 3,000 people sleeping, the chief of staff is sleeping. It's in the middle of the desert, Shaul is in the middle. And says they don't know what's going on. He says, Kitademat Hashem Naralem, Hashem made it. He says, all of a sudden you see Hashem is doing something for David. He says, David is going to take the spear and the water. He says, so can be the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really what David says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in a way to show David HaMelech that he helped him. It's not just why Hashem just created that west and the rough had to bite Abner's knee in order for David to be saved. It means Hashem wanted to show he's going to help him. If you really mean your spiritual life, that's the last thing. It says after this, it's all over. It says until now, Shaul HaMelech tried to kill David, and David is trying to run away. He says he's trying to run for his life. He's trying to run for his life. You have to understand, there is some kind in Shamayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Shaul should chase you. You don't know why, but there is, we spoke about this in the lessons before, it doesn't matter. That it says. But you have to understand, there is a Gezerah, there is something, somebody is chasing you on the street. I don't know why, he's chasing you. He wants to do something for you. He wants to hurt you. Somebody called me from the hospital, from Bengaluru Hospital, on Friday. He says he was beaten up by somebody. And he wants to take an X-ray on him or something. I said, he wants to know if to be the Shabbat, not to be the Shabbat, he should run home, not should run home. But you understand, when something happened to you, doesn't matter what it happens to you. It means from a Kadosh Baruch. Whatever it is, Hashem made it happen. If Hashem would not sign, this could not happen. You got beaten up by somebody, hit you, somebody pushed you, somebody tried to do something to you, stepped on you, they put you on the floor, they stepped on him, it says from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be saved from that. There's some plan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem meant it. Only way you can save, if you say, listen, maybe I deserve something. You see, somebody is coming towards me and wants to hit me, he says, you know, maybe I deserve it. You can't run away because he's going to run after you. The only way, says Dari, that you can escape is if you are worried about your spiritual life. If you worry about your body, about your bone, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu also knows it. And says, as long as David HaMelech was thinking, we can't say for sure, says Dari, just this. But until now, David HaMelech never mentioned that Shaul is chasing him, he's going to lose the spiritual life. He's thinking about his life, he's a king, he has a family, he has a father, he has a mother, he has a king, children. He says Shaul is going to try to kill him, he's an innocent man. He said everything is right, Hashem knows it too. Hashem sent Shmuel to appoint you as a king. Still, Shmuel appoint you as a king, and Shaul is chasing you. And you run to Shmuel and discuss with Shmuel, there's no answer. Lay with Shmuel the whole night. He says, why this guy wants to kill me? What did I do? Nothing. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a crazy man running after you. Remember when I was in Israel about maybe 40 years ago, there was a guy living in Yafo. And he came out of his house, a crow is chasing him. He ran back inside the house. He went back inside, I was standing in his house, he sees the crow is standing across the street, on the tree. Watch me. I saw the picture of the guy, I saw the picture of the crow. So he's waiting in the house, he decided he's going to close the shade, And the crow is standing, so it doesn't matter, he's going to put his hat, he may put a hat on him. And then when he goes outside, the crow is chasing him. He went back inside the house, he couldn't go out of the house. Until somebody went and caught the crow, threw things on the crow, at the end the crow left and they had to sneak him out of the house to take him in the middle of the night and just to move him away, at the end somebody killed the crow. I said, if you worry about your physical life, you don't know exactly why this guy's chasing you, why Shaul wants to kill you. Hashem knows. It says, whatever you're going to do, it says back and forth, you see, Shaul is going to swear that he's never going to kill you, means nothing. He's going to run up to you, he's going to chase you, he can't run away from you. And it's the only way David HaMelech figure out now is worry about his spiritual life. His spiritual life, he thinks that he is going to be able to convince this guy to leave him alone. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that he comes and he puts them to sleep. Says, Tadimat Hashem, the Midrash says, it's a special deep sleep that you cannot hear anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show David HaMelech with the wasp that he is helping him. Because David HaMelech now is not worried about his physical life. He is afraid by running and being chased by Shaul for such a long time. Eventually he's going to Chas V'Shalom, going to get off the right path. He's going to double the Zohar. Therefore he took his, if we may say, his merit, and he decided that he's going to go and he's going to do something to Shaul again, not to kill him. This is why David said he had the Yetzer Hara and Ishai they are very strongly believed now it's time to go and kill Shaul, because now it's already at the edge that David HaMelech feels that he is going just to do Avodah Zarah. And therefore, says Ari, that this is what David HaMelech now, he's not hiding anymore, he's going toward Shaul, he's going to see what, how could he solve the problem already. Therefore he takes the spear, he takes the water, and he says, he calls up from the other side of the mountain, and he calls them up, and he really means Shaul HaMelech, and he says, how come? He says, it's not good what you did, look what happened. And again, he's cursing the people that just tried, or really they are tempting you to go and run after me. They really are being cursed because they are the ones that chased me away to be next to Hashem to worship Avodah Zarah. And eventually, that is going to be immediately afterwards, because he's going to see that he cannot trust Shaul, and he's going to do to him again and again and again. Eventually he's going to go out to Eretz Israel. Eventually he's going to live in that place it's called Gath among all the Plishtim, and he feels over there that he is really going down with his spirituality level that he has, that he blamed for Shaul, and that's the end of Shaul. That's, at that moment, that's the end. So Dali, that now is the end of Shaul, immediately it's going to be a war of Plishtim, Shaul is going to be killed. Of course Hashem has a plan, and Hashem has a time schedule for Shaul to die and David to become the king, says the Gemara, but still the punchline, says Dari, is when David cannot take anymore and he runs away from Eretz Israel, he's going to live in Gath, and he's going to feel that he is going to Avodah Zarah. When somebody feels like this, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will send him to Yeshua immediately. Very, that's the purpose of the chapter here in Shmuel, to tell you what did happen, if you say, what the thing that broke already at the end, the straw on the camel's back. It says that's the thing that David HaMelech understood, that the main thing in life is not the physical life, just the spiritual life, that you don't have the opportunity to fulfill what Hashem wants from you. Since he understood it clearly, and he said it clearly, that's going to be the end of Shaul HaMelech. It's going to take for you. It's going to be a year or 2 years later, we'll see, but it's going to be the end of it. Since Shaul HaMelech is going to leave him alone, he's going to leave Eretz Israel, he's going to stay over there, and the Plishtim will attack, and Shaul will die, and the Plishtim will become a king.
Okay,
let me get permission one second. I'm going to relax and have my supper. Thank you very much. Yes.
So Bnei Yisrael were crying in the time.
Right.
Is that physical or spiritual?
Physical. That was the problem. They didn't have a Avodah Zarah.
Right. But they were still saved.
Right. So Hashem had that. That's the whole idea. Hashem had, even if it was a physical Am Yisrael, that was a miracle. But if he screamed for spirituality, then Hashem helped on the spot. It says, this is a pasuk in Tehillim. That's what we say every Thursday in Shushan Yom. It says, Archev picha v'malehu. Says the Gemara, Hahu v'divrei Torah. Hahu in spiritual things. So David HaMelech says that that Hashem tells a person, open up your mouth, and whatever you ask, I will fulfill. Archev picha v'malehu. Ask me whatever you want, I will fulfill. Says the Gemara, yes. But whatever you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill. So the Gemara, that pasuk refers to spirituality, to ruchniut, not to gashmiut. So physical life, you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to win the lottery, you want to panasa, maybe Hashem won't give, maybe Hashem won't give. But if you say Hashem seriously, I want to know the Shas by heart, I want to finish Shas, I want to go to meet you every day, Hashem will make it for you easy that you can do it. I guarantee, whatever you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in Ruchniyot, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to fulfill.
Can you ask for somebody
else's
Ruchniyot?
I don't know. Maybe. If he's interested, that guy.
Is there any relationship between this idea of the Shrina outside of Eretz Israel and Shimshon, that he also went to Tokyo with the Plishtim?
Right, maybe. Maybe. But there, the Gemara said, was the reason for that. He wants to convert somebody. So that's a secret, what the Ari said, it's a secret. It's a secret, it's a message for us. It is wrong as David HaMelech thought that he has to be saved because of physical life. He will not be able to save himself and he won't have the right idea what to do. Of course, now it's not the solution that he's going over the border, he's going to the other side. But it means he understands that really this is the end of Shaul HaMelech's kingdom and he's going to be the king very soon. And he felt that he has to tell him. He felt maybe he'd be able to convince him. But again, he doesn't hear from Shaul anything. He doesn't hear such clear statement. He heard before clear statement. And Shaul is saying, yeah, well, I've seen, I'm there, I'm sorry. But it still has some hesitations about him. And even though that he blesses him and says, yes, David HaMelech feels that Shaul is not 100% and he's going to decide that he is going away from Eretz Israel because he doesn't want to be in this conflict with him. But again, he feels now that what bothers him the most is not that he is going to be the king, or that he is going to put his life in danger. He's worried more on his spiritual life.
Rabbi, does it say anywhere that his path should have been that he should have confronted Shaul?
No. There's no information, no. No, he was in the dark. He was
in a spiritual sense.
No.
Since he had already been anointed.
Right.
He already had the oil.
Right.
Shaul already told him.
Right.
Therefore, he was walking with God.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It didn't happen just on a fluke. It happened because it was supposed to happen.
Right.
Why did he fear Shaul at that point?
But again, he fears Shaul at all time because Shaul is really the king, and as long as Shaul is alive, he's not going to be the king. What he was appointed by Shmuel to become a king, he understands it only after Shaul was died. And that's what Abigail told him last week. He can kill him, Shaul is the king.
He can kill him even though he had already been anointed.
He's not allowed to king.
God have allowed it to occur, is what I'm saying.
No, that's what he said.
Why would he leave? We're saying that he made a mistake by going to the Philistines.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that he made a mistake.
If
he understood now that spiritual life is more important than the physical life.
Right.
If he understood that now the time of Shaul is finished and soon he can become king,
right.
Where do you have the problem?
Then why would
because he doesn't trust him, he's going to try to kill him again.
Because he can learn. He's still alive, he's still in danger.
He doesn't leave him alone. He cannot trust him. No, he's not risking his spiritual life over there. Because over here, he's not getting no spiritual life. The guy's running him, he cannot study, he cannot learn all the time. I don't know if he's going to learn over there, but he feels that he has to stay there because this guy will not leave him alone. He won't learn over there either.
He didn't get the Philistines to start to go after.
No. We're going to learn, I think next week, yeah. And next week we're going to learn that story about that he's there and they try to draft him into their army to go fight Am Yisrael.
And he refused.
He won't refuse because then he is afraid they're going to kill him. He's going to play along with them, but at the last minute he's going to back up.
Rabbi, I don't understand that. That's the one thing that I don't understand about this whole scenario. If you know that you already have the Amuna, you reach that spiritual level where you understand what's important to yourself, that the fear of Saul, all right, at this point, you know you've been anointed, you're going to be the king. God doesn't do anything without a plan. He understood that. He was already at a spiritual level that he felt, for whatever reason, he knew that he was anointed. Why would he fear anybody for that matter? God's plan had to be that he was going to be the king. Why would he have to consider anything other than that? Why would he fear the Philistines if he was there that they would kill him, therefore he had to play a game with them? Why would he fear Saul? If Saul walked up to him with a sword, the reality of his having to be the king, Saul would not be able to kill him.
But the extension of that is that if God's plan was for Shaul to be the king,
But he already knew that Saul was...
So, you know, to assume that because God had a plan and nothing would happen to him doesn't mean...
Saul anointed him. Listen, when Saul dies, I'm going to put oil on you. He already been anointed. He already was chosen. That you, once you're chosen, you're chosen. That's the story.
But who says he can't die?
Then why would you think if God doesn't know he's going to die before he's anointed?
God didn't know that Saul would turn crazy.
He played the game.
The Gemara says it like this. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel HaNavi, after he was upset at Shaul, to go and to anointed David to become a king. So Shmuel told Hashem, if I go, David will kill me. What do you mean David will kill you? Hashem sent you to appoint David, to anoint David to become a king. You tell Hashem that he's going to kill you? Says Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did agree and told Shmuel, you know what? You go and bring with you a calf, and you go to Bethlehem, and you go to announce over there that you're going to make the party. You're going to slaughter a calf, and you make the party. In the meantime, when you say you make the party, nobody will suspect anything. You go in the party, and then you go visit the David's father's house, and then you're going to, over there to pour the oil on David's head. Nevertheless, even though Hashem told Shmuel to go and anointed David to become a king, Shmuel is afraid to go. He said, Shmuel is going to kill me. How Shmuel is going to kill you if Hashem is sending you? That's not my question. The Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, that even though Hashem sent Shmuel and David to do such a thing, Shaul might have the power to kill him. How bad it goes. I know somebody in Israel. Tell you the name. His name is Baruch Rosenblum. He told me the story himself. His father was very sick. Not very sick, was sick. And he had an operation. He had an operation, he went to the stipler of Nevrak, and he told the stipler, my father needs to have an operation. The stipler asked him, where is having the operation? He said, Bet Cholim HaSharon Petach Tikva. The stipler said, in that hospital, don't put him. The doctors over there murdered one of my students. The dead person was Zakai Bedinei Shamay. The Stapel said a statement like this. The man, his name was Rav Ariel, was a very big holy man, was very sick. He went to a hospital, the name of the hospital is HaSharon, Petach Tikva. The Stapel said the doctors in that hospital killed him, but the Stapel said he was an innocent man in Shamayim. Can you imagine the Stapel, what did he know? He knew that person on Rosh Hashanah was written to be alive. And even though a doctor killed him, he told this guy about Rosenblum, don't put your father over there, the doctors might kill your father. This guy about Rosenblum went to the yeshiva. He said, do you know what the stipler said? The stipler said a doctor can kill a person, even though the medicine, I'm not talking about you at the moment, even though the man is innocent. He went to the college. So they showed him in the corner two places it says. It says in the Zohar, and it says in the Or HaChaim and Parashat Vayeshev. It says the brothers decided to kill Yosef. So Or HaChaim says, what do you mean you decided to kill Yosef? You decided to kill Yosef? If Yosef is innocent, you cannot kill him. It says the Or HaChaim, what it says in the Zohar and Parashat Mas'eh. The Zohar and Parashat Mas'eh say, a Jew has the power to kill a fellow Jew, even the fellow Jew in Shamayim is innocent. Innocent means that on Rosh Hashanah Hashem wrote this person, Leshana Tova, a Jew can chase him on the street and kill him, even though in Shamayim on his file it says live. That's the Zohar says. The Zohar says it, the Zohar on the Psukim, that a person, he throws a stone and he kills somebody, or he chops the wood and a piece falls on somebody. So the Zohar, what do you mean the Torah tells you if like this, if like that? It says, yes, yes, if, says the Zohar, if means innocent person can be killed by another Jew, even though we may say Hashem did not mean it. It doesn't mean Hashem doesn't know this might happen, but Hashem did not mean it. It says the brothers, says the Ohaim, decided to throw Yosef into the pit. He said, let's see if the snake will kill him. We, of course, we can kill him. We want to make sure that Hashem wants Yosef to be dead. It says, me by killing Yosef is not going to prove anything, because I have the ability to kill Yosef if he's innocent. But an animal, says the Ohaim, will not kill an innocent person. So the brothers threw Yosef into the pit. And the news, he said, there are snakes inside. But if the snakes would have bitten him, it means he deserved death. But if the snakes would not have bitten him, it means he doesn't deserve. We don't want to kill him, even though we have the ability to kill him, because the Jew has the ability.
Yeah,
the Chachamim.
Can I say?
And so?
You said the Mahal.
The Mahal is the Chachamim. Yeah. But a Jew, that a Jew, a person, a live Jew, it says a Goyno, a Jew. A Jew has, a Goyno, a Jew has the ability to kill another fellow Jew, when the other fellow Jew is innocent. There's a stipulated tour, this is Rabbi Baruch Rosenberg. The doctors over there in Sharon Hassan are not the good doctors. They killed Rav Ariel, that he was Zakai B'dinei Shamayim. And that's what Chachamim tried to apply also about this Shmuel Navi, when Hashem tells him, go anoint David HaMelech, Shmuel Navi, Shmuel Navi. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, if I will go, Shaul B'Ishmael, Ishma Shaul Baragani, Shaul will hear it, he will kill me. He says, you Shmuel Navi, afraid somebody is going to kill you? Hashem send you go over there across the street. You say, I'm going to cross the street, somebody is going to kill me. Hashem told you to do it. So the Chachamim, says the Chachamim, yes, it's true, but depends. Sometimes in dangerous situations, a fellow Jew has a power to do it. And that's what David is afraid of Shaul. Remember, there was anointed, yes, Shaul has the power to kill him. He has the power to kill him. Like Shaul had the power to kill Shmuel Navi, like the doctors in the Bitzolim HaShaon killed Rav Ariel. This is the stipulus. And this is the Zohar said in Parashat Maseh, the fellow Jew has the power. So again, if you worry about your spiritual life, then it's much easier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it easier for you to show you that in this particular case, Hashem helps you better. And this is why Hashem put them to sleep. And this is why Hashem sent the wasp to bite the knee of Avner, to show Sazari that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you much better if you worry about your spiritual life. Again, David HaMelech still doesn't feel comfortable that, of course, I'm not afraid as much, but I'm still afraid. The man is, if we say, Chas Shalom is Meshuggah, you know, it's a Ruach Ra. I can trust him. But again, I'm not afraid of death. Death. I'm afraid of death. Of spiritual death more than physical death. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Okay.